You're going to let those shoulders, I don't know if you jumped or not, but when we jump, we always teach that as your horse has locked on to the fence, you know you're gonna go over it. You know, it's not gonna be a dirty stop. We're not gonna run out. That horse has told you, he's lifted his ears, he's going to that fence. As soon as we know that we're hooked on that fence, we're looking for the next one. So our eyes, our shoulders, we are just using our peripheral vision, we're using our chest, we know where we're going next. It's not different in this change of in this circle points. As you're approaching that first cone and you know you're coming to it, I want you to start rotating your shoulders around to the next cone. And I want your goal to be to take one stride kind of to the rail, one stride on the rail, and one stride off the rail as you hit each cone. Always rotating a little early around so that you're riding very much ahead. Again, being careful that it's never the inside rein pulling him around. Anytime one side of the horse gets stronger than the other, there's a monumental loss of balance. If you pull on that inside rein, he's going to fall probably more on the inside shoulder. So you have to be careful that those reins are moving very much in unison as a pair. Now, as he gets bent and as we get that developed, the reins are going to change a little bit. So just to be aware of that. But right now, I want you to be almost robotic in trying to keep them a very nice matched pair and rotating around from turn to turn. Now, I'd love to be able to see in your next video that you can ride this diamond shape with him feeling so confident and knowing that the turns are coming, that he can also give me a couple inch stretch and maintain it. As you go this turn from turn, again, as I said, the four points of the diamond are connected by a bending line if we're truly going to make it a circle instead of a diamond. So as you turn that shoulder, when you feel like he's getting competent at this exercise, start to put just a little bit of pressure on with your inside leg and see if you can ask him to move his body from the diamond, from the sharper diamond turn, over toward the rail a step or two. It's this positioning of turning his shoulder slightly ahead of him and asking his barrel to move to the outside that's going to start to get our bend. Yes, it's going to be easier one direction from the other. Why horses are like this, there's, you know, many stories. One says they start in the womb like that, and I don't know. I don't think anyone can quite prove it yet, but a horse is right-handed or left-handed, just like us, and every one of them has a hollow side, and every one of them has a stiff side. You just have to figure out which one is which. Usually the hollow side will be the side that the horse actually is weaker behind. So they will have one hind leg that is stronger than the other. The stiff side, the horse will feel like it puts more weight in your hand. But you won't be able to feel like you can get them off your leg as easy. So if I remember correctly, I'm going to say he is stiff right because you're having a hard time getting him to move off that right leg. The hollow side, you will feel like they move quite easily off your leg because what they're actually doing is drifting out to avoid having to make that push up and under that is required of the inside leg. So we will talk much more about that, all of these subjects we could elaborate on for hours, but I have got to edit myself here. So let me try and wrap that up. So again, I want you to work on the stretching. Now, as far as schedule, if I see that you are lunging him and you're using a surcingle and side reins, keep seeing how long you can, I mean, not long, like he's going to trip over them, make that very clear, but just keep seeing how much you can challenge him to really relax and keep stretching for a longer frame, even in the surcingle and side reins. If you put them on, and he immediately is, you know, able to kind of gnaw and push on them, then maybe they're a little too short. He's starting to get the idea, I think, of coming into your hand. So I would go more for a longer side rein, I think, at this time, and see if through just really rhythmic, relaxed, nicely tempoed trot, walk, canter work, if we can just kind of get him to just relax and want to stretch down into, pardon me, the bridle. And then I think just, you know, ride him as much as you can. I don't think there's any reason to lunge versus riding at this point. You're doing a great job. It's just going to take hours and take him relaxing and taking him trusting. But yeah, we've got to get him to stretch, and we've got to get him comfortable to go into the bridle, not just at the bridle. And I hope that makes sense to you. It's very much, I think, like a saddle seat type horse thing, a very much a Western pleasure type horse. And not all of them, I'm stereotyping, but anytime the horse is kind of taught to kind of go to a bit that, you know, maybe has a curb, or that they're taught to yield to, that's a very good way to put it. Anytime they're taught to go to a bit that they're expected to yield to, where we want them to go more into our hand, and we want to feel them chewing, and we want to kind of have, you know, a conversation back and forth with little tiny wiggles and squeezes in our palm. We want to encourage that, and eventually we want our horse in self-carriage because of what we have done with their hind legs, not because they have wanted to avoid or yield to our hand. So stretching, thinking about turning him on this exercise with the diamond shape. You can make several of those diamond shapes if you're feeling like you want to go out and use the large arena. Keep them, you know, fairly large in the beginning, but you can have a good time with this. This exercise has 1,000 more steps. It's just such a good basic thing. All right, so keep thinking again also about keeping that spine stretching up, keeping your belly button pulled up towards your rib cage, and letting your lower back soften just a little bit more. Again, your alignment was really good. I like that you are still being so soft in your hand. Just keep finding a way to send him forward, give him a little loop, let him stretch, rebalance him, send him forward. Rinse, wash, repeat. All right. Thank you, Kelly. I hope this helped. And again, really good job. I am very much looking forward.